it's regarding certain days in a month when women are not permitted to say namaz.
That's right.
I do understand the reasoning behind it.
Good.
But what I don't understand that why we are not allowed to even read the Holy Quran.
You can read the Holy Quran, all right.
No, why we are not permitted to hold it in a normal way?
Because, you know, the conditions of sanity are not alike everywhere in the world. And the Muslim ladies may belong to certain countries who are economically backwards and hygienically backwards. And they are not cautious enough to keep themselves entirely clean during certain days. And sometimes during sleep, sometimes even during waking hours, unconsciously your hands move in the directions of trouble and irritation, and you may soil them. So because of the sanctity of the Holy Quran, it is said that you should be very cautious when you touch this holy book, that you are also physically clean. And because there is a likelihood of some women not being clean advertently or inadvertently during those particular days, so it is forbidden to touch the Holy Quran directly. But you can hold it with some cloth in between and you can read it, and there is no bar from reciting the Holy Quran.
What about women who give teachings of the Holy Quran to children every
day? You can teach them, okay.
They can do that.
With the same conditions, yes, of course.
Why not?